10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What is the common point? What are the unifying moments? Am I too old? What's love got to do with it? Where do we go from here? Where do I go from here? I'm not here to argue. What am I here for? The voice with no face. The plinth with a voice. Welcome to my nightmare. I have a recurring dream of a dark basement, and in that basement, there's a small black room. In my dreams, I can never go into the black room. I always wake up before. Even thinking about it when I'm awake sends shivers up my spine. Quote, powerful secrets are revealed through intensity and extremes of experience. My father has not emailed me since April. I have no idea why. He's not the best communicator. Not the best communicator! What a fucking understatement. I had to teach him how to have a conversation with me, his son. How to at least pretend to be interested in my life and to ask pertinent questions. Now, silence. Maybe he's ashamed because I dressed up like a woman and shoved big goods down my pantyhose in a recent performance. Who knows what got his panties in a bunch? For fuck's sakes, grow up! Have you ever punched yourself in the groin on purpose? It's really hard to do. Your hand doesn't want you to do it. The brain is protecting your ability to procreate. I did it once, so I speak from experience. I threw a roll of toilet paper at my friend. and it got him right in the balls. I felt terrible. So to feel his pain, I punched myself in my balls. Fuck! I can't understand when people go on radio silence. I'm trying to call you. You told me to call you, so I'm calling to no avail. Very violent daydreams recently. I imagine punching people and worse, slamming their heads into windows and smashing their teeth on the concrete. I'm worried about this. Last time I felt this much anger, I was unhappy. I hope unhappiness doesn't come now. I don't feel it, but it might. It might just come out of nowhere. And when it's here, you realize that it wasn't out of nowhere. The signs were there very early on. Quote, I'm going towards violence rather than tenderness. Hell rather than heaven. Ugly rather than beautiful. Impure rather than pure. Because by doing these things, they become transformed. And we become transformed. When I listen to too much music on my headphones, I think I get more unhappy. There's something about the anxiety that listening to too much music creates in my head. Maybe I should stop to listen to so much music. I don't know. Or make listening more active and not passively create soundtrack for my whole goddamn life.
There's civil wars and uncivilized wars. Congregations leap out of every perverness. The woodcocks burly and the rotten goes hungry. From then on it's doggy dog, doggy body and body dog. I can go down there, I can understand it. I'm no good coward, an American too. And North American that is, not a South or a Central or a Native American. Oh, I must not think that thoughts. I'm guilty of murder. Innocent men, innocent women, innocent children, thousands of them. My planes, my guns, my money, my soul, my blood on my hands. It's all my fault. I must not think bad thoughts.
I used to sing in a metal band when I lived in Chicago about 14 years ago. Sing in quotes is a big word for a sort of screeching and troll-like sounds I made. I have to say I really enjoyed it. At first it was difficult to figure out what and how to vocalize, how to follow the music, to know when to sing what. When I look back, I'm still not sure how I did it. But when I listen to recordings, I can still find interesting things in there. I'm mostly surprised at how interesting the lyrics I wrote still are. The stars are falling. Your existence is crumbling. Something inexplicable is happening. The sky cracks, and for the first time you see through the crust that was eternity. As time stands at your call, the scene slows. The unfolding has begun. Things begin to crawl through the tear, ice, and waterfalls. Covering everything you love and know, it's all slapped away. Standing at a cliff, you are left alone. A white sea dweller crashes from phantoms above. Its jaw separates from the skull. A wave of blue rips at your tiny bones. Losing grip, you fall. The cliff rushes past your face, crashing into the eternal lake. Past and future get left behind. Body slows. The freezing river flows to the north. With the last gaze I see the sea dweller dying next to me. Now I swim in Hades sea, realizing that my life was pushed on me. To live again and attain immortality through the creation of my own reality. Is this fool's last feeble plea? Yeah! Well, anyway, that was something. The band didn't last more than a year. You can blame creative differences. When I was about 15, my dad took my sister and I to MoMA, or Guggenheim in New York. I really can't remember which it was. There was a Bruce Nauman show. I remember there were many pieces of his. The one that made a lasting impression was the carousel of animals that dragged along the floor and made the most horrible sound. It was really eerie and stuck with me for a long time. I understood what power a sound combined with a strong visual could have. Bark! 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 What is the best way to relax? Having sex? Masturbating? Drinking? None of these things seem to last. The effect is short, and the existential emptiness just comes back. A few years ago, when I was still smoking, I would try to fill the void with cigarettes and booze. I still drink, but I quit smoking 5 years ago. Also around that time, I realized there was no void. Or rather, the void was there, but it didn't need to be filled. It needed to be looked at and acknowledged. This was also the time when I was meditating more seriously. Through meditation, I realized I was just trying to fill the unfillable void. The only solution was to see it for what it was and move on.
I am a procrastinator. I never get things done on time. It's a real struggle to start writing anything. This is a perfect example. I'm sitting here struggling to write something meaningful as the clock and days tick away, getting closer to the deadline. I was always this way. Writing papers at 2 in the morning before they were due. I haven't learned from these awful nights. Awful nights!
Since I'm talking about my shortcomings, let me talk about my weight. Something I've struggled with since I moved to the United States of America. That sinful land flowing with refined sugar and the many ways of ingesting it. Confession time. I love peanut M&Ms and have loved them since this perfect candy first crossed my lips, probably at the tender age of 10. No matter how big the bag is, I can eat it all. Actually, that's true for most candy. I can't just have one or two pieces and put the package away. I have to eat it all, even if it means being sick after. I must have it all! I'm trying to stop eating added sugar. Again. I can do it. It just takes time to get off the addiction train. And that takes willpower, which I think I have. But if I start eating sugar again, the cycle begins again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. Quote. Be regular and orderly in your life, so that you may be violent and original in your work. I feel the cortisol coursing through my body. You can't actually feel cortisol, but you can certainly feel its effect. When my muscles get tense and I feel pain in my joints, I also feel like I'm getting sick and the lymph nodes in my jaw are swollen. Recently, I found out I grind my teeth so much that I've already ground down some of them. Literally, ground down to a smooth finish. If you want to be grossed out, Google bruxismus and look at the images. There's some raw shit. Well, now I'm going to acupuncture to get it taken care of. It's taking longer than the acupuncturist figured it would. I used to bite all the skin around my fingers. A few years ago, I stopped eating all the skin, and now I just concentrate on my thumbs. I call that progress. I used to gauge the level of stress by the amount of bloody marks around my fingernails. Recently, I've started chewing on my lips more. I'm entirely to blame for this development. Sometimes, in my dreams, I try to have sex. And usually I fail very badly. Recently, I dreamt that I could suck my own dick. And for a moment after waking up, I was convinced I actually could. I didn't try, because it became quickly obvious I actually could not do that. No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I begged, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Oh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I want to be high. So, so high. I want to be free to know the things I do are right. I want to be free. Just me. Whoa, oh babe. Oh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. My first real girlfriend was the mother of my best friend's child. Let me repeat that for you. My first real girlfriend was the mother of my best friend's child. I was 17 years old. I'm still friends with him, and I'm not sure what she's up to. I never wanted to have children, never had the impulse. I could never imagine what good it would be to have kids. People say you get less selfish, less self-centered, but I always thought having kids was a selfish decision. Well, anyway, that's not happening, so I'm fine with that. Taking care of others is difficult. I have a hard time taking care of my dog. I stress too much about her behavior and her health, about how she is with other dogs and the consistency of her shits. Having a child would kill me. It wouldn't make me stronger. Quote, revolution is an art I pursue rather than a goal I expect to achieve. Nor is this a source of dismay. A lost cause can be as spiritually satisfying as a victory. About 4 years ago, I cracked my skull. I was cycling while very drunk and a bit stoned. I was following a woman with whom I wanted to spend the night. I was in no shape to ride a bike or sleep with anyone. Close to home, my front tire went to the tram tracks. My bike stopped, and the side of my head went directly into the street. I lost consciousness and was bleeding from the nose. I don't remember the hospital. I just know that I was released a few hours later without any proper diagnosis. It took another day and a half of pain for me to go to another hospital. There, I was diagnosed with a skull fracture. I ended up staying for a week in a room with two old guys, one with a bad hip and the other with a bad knee. The food was terrible, and the doctors couldn't really do anything for me. I just got fluids and a lot of rest. Now, when I get tension headaches, they're almost always on the side where I hit the street. I wish I could say I learned some really, really, really important lesson that changed my whole life. But the only practical thing I can say is, don't ride your bike when you're fucked up. Tension headaches.